listening to WDOT Fort Washington. And today, as we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., your Fort Washington Vikings host, the Harrods Highlanders. I'm Matt Levine. Alongside me is my partner, Dylan Spilka. In recent games, Fort has been able to reach a record above 500 at 6-5 with an outstanding win over Plainview this past week. This is the first meeting between these conference rivals this season, and now we're going to be dealing with today's keys to the game.
First, the Vikings need to shoot well from behind the arc. While Daly and Connor Shanahan must be consistent from long range. Number two, Fort Washington has to be aggressive on the glass. And when they're able to read out the ball, they can be very successful at 100%. And last, the Vikings need to get hysterical on the current aspect, as he is averaging well over 20 points a game. There is a moment to let him get the exhaust, let's say, over the starting line. For Harris, the guards, Jordan, Hardat, and Debo, Jellers, the forwards, Andrew, and Burritore, and Jake Brown. And the center, it's the center, great development.
And for the Vikings in the backcourt, it's Connor Shanahan and Joe Malcone. At the three, for the Vikings, it's the junior, Mark Daly. And in the front court, it's Garrett Ressa and 6'8 animal, Daniel Dash. We are just moments away from tip-off, and we'll be right back here with the start of this game.
And we are back at the start of this game, ready for the first quarter. It's just before tip-off. Fort Washington wearing their white jerseys and Harrods wearing their ocean blue jerseys. Daniel Dash and number 31 Nick Law to take off for both of these teams. And the refs just about get ready to tip off the ball.
Fort Washington starting with Dash, Malcone, Ressa, Shanahan, and Daly for their starting five. And here we go. Shut things off at Chapel High School. Daniel Dash wins the jet for Fort Washington. Dribbles up to the top, he gives it to the right to Garrett Ressa. He gives the cross court to Shanahan on the left. He gives it in deep to Dash. He posts up, triple teams, goes to the lane, but it's good.
Phenomenal aggressive move from the big man early on in this game, and we'd like to see that for the rest of the contest.
Number 30, he bounce back, brings it up. He falls. He gets it to number 4. He gets it to Corey out number 1. Then the right side, number 10, Victoria. Victoria applies. He gets out with the travel on Korea. Vikings ball, 7:22 remaining here in the first quarter. Vikings lead 2-0.
Mark Daly to bring up the ball.
We look for the Vikings to cause turnovers and get the ball back and score on the offensive end.
And Mark Daly tries to find Dana Dash inside and immediately turns it over. A very quick possession with an easy turnover. And Perry Torrey brings up the ball for Vikings. He gets it to Corey off his drive. Swings it to him. He drives, swatting away by Ressa, and it is up, and it will be Fort Washington ball under their own basket.
Another great defensive effort from Garrett Ressa. We've been seeing it recently in these past few games that he has been a phenomenal defender down low.
Daly swings it to the left to Shanahan on the Harrods side of the court. Shanahan gives it to a driving Ressa. Ressa for a driving layup in the
score. Garrett Ressa has been very successful in the paint the last couple of games. He had 18 points just in the paint last game.
Idaski swings right by Shanahan on the baseline for an easy float for the first points of the game for the Harrods Highlanders.
And we'll see that from Idaski. He can also shoot the long ball, so the Vikings have to be careful when he's behind the arc.
Daly gets the ball, switches to the right direction, tries to find it back inside, but Shanahan corrals. Shanahan puts up the crazy floor, but no good. Rebound to McCreary. He's going to bring it to Idaski. Idaski slides on Shanahan. He swings across the right corner. Changes pass, almost taken away by Ressa. Corralled by Imperatore, swatted away by Dash. Rebound fought for, it's on the ground, it's a kick ball, and it'll be Harrods ball.
Vikings ball.
They called the kick, but it will be Vikings ball under their basket. Shanahan bring up the ball, as Paul Washington leads by 2 early on in the first quarter. Shanahan with the ball, swings it to the right to Daly. He gives it all the way on the right wing to Garrett Ressa. Top, Shanahan on top. He gives it down low to an unsuspecting Ressa, and the ball is taken away. Ball fought for by Ressa, and there's a foul on the court. It'll be on Garrett Ressa. Highlanders ball.
We've seen a lot of Ressa this game. We'd like to see that for the rest of the contest. Hoping to get points in the paint as he's been very successful from there.
Corey out to inbound the ball for Harrods. He gives it to Idaski. Brings the ball. Started by Shanahan. He dribbles to the middle of the court. He goes all the way to the right wing. He drops right down to Imperatore. He finds McCreary
He gives it to the elbow to Grout, and drops it up top to Cordia. Now back in the low to McCreary, but there's a reach-in foul on Joe Malcone.
Good ball movement from Eriks on this possession. Seeing them moving without the ball, which is going to be very successful for them for the rest of the game.
Two fouls Golden Port Washington early on in this one. 2:25 into the game. As Ivaski leads him down to the ball. Foul on Dash, and McCreary will go to the line to shoot two off the Dash foul.
I disagree with that foul. I think Dash stood there with his feet set straight up, and the ref signaled that he came down for the block on McCreary, and now he will go to the line.
McCreary will shoot two from the line. Port Washington leads 4-2. McCreary's first attempt from the line is good. Three fouls called on Port Washington early in this one. As McCreary's second attempt from the line. Malcone brings the ball up. He gives it to Russell on the right wing. Now to Daly with the elbow. He backtracks hurdle and finds Malcone off the set play. He drives, kicks out to Shannon for an uncontested three, and the three-pointer off the back end. No good rebound fought for it, and it's grabbed by McCreary. And it will be Herrick's ball as the foul on the play seems to be called on Garrett Russell. And Barry Torrey did inbound the ball.
Excuse me, Dylan, that
uncontested
three from Shannon.
There's a whistle on the play off the inbound. There was some confusion on the court, and the foul was actually on Herrick's number 31, Nick Grau. And it'll be Port Washington in there, underneath the Herrick's basket. That's Herrick's first foul in the afternoon, and Shanahan will now inbound the ball with just over 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Mark Daly finds Daniel Dash inside off the inbound. The ball is stripped away by Correa.
Careful with the ball down low. Smaller guys will tip it away.
As Aspen drives, he kicks it out to McCreary, who gives a sack on top to Imperatore. Imperatore lost the dribble, drops it to Ivaski, looks to drive. He stops at the elbow, kicks it back up top to Correa. Correa tries to drive, but he travels on the play. That's two travels called on the Herrick's Islanders. And good team from Port Washington, keeping Ivaski, their top scorer, out of the paint, as we said in our keys to the game. And then Port Washington's main defensive goal is to shut him down as this game continues. Now Konya brings up the ball for Port Washington. He swings it to the left side to Shanahan. Off the Daniel Dash pick, he goes up to the layup. And he scores.
Shanahan went up strong to the basket there. Very aggressive from him.
And Aspie brings up the layup. Guarded by Shanahan. Swings it to the left side to Correa. Correa. That's from McCreary under the basket. The big defense from Daly. He gives it to McCreary. And Aspie drives on Shanahan. Good. Straight on Correa, draws the foul, layup no good, and he will go to the line and shoot two. Good aggressive drive from Russ on that one. Port Washington will look to draw more fouls on Eriks to put them in foul trouble. Garrett Russell will go to the line and shoot two, and Johnny Bellini and Ben Spear will look to come in for Port Washington. Garrett Russell's first attempt from the line, in and out, no good. And Spear and Bellini comes in. Dash and Malconian will check out for the Vikings. Russa has one more attempt from the line. Port Washington leads 6-4 with 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Russa's attempt from the line is good and extends towards lead to three. He gives it to Ivaski. Guarded heavily by Bellini. Looks to get up the midway short. He does. And Ivaski stays it up. Imperatore guarded by Russell in the post. Imperatore drives, swatted away by Garrett Russell, and he takes the ball away and is now in transition with Daly. He swings it to Daly for an easy 2 points. Mark Daly for two there for Washington, rolling with good transition offense early on in this one.
That's a great example of Port playing good defensive.
And the ball ball almost taken away by Shanahan, and now it's taken away by John Bellini off the play, and a double dribble is called by John Bellini, and Coach Dooley cannot believe it, and the play rolls to the bench. Bad mistake by John Bellini there, that would have given Port a chance to extend this 5-point lead they had with 3:19 left in the first quarter. Imperatore to inbound for Harris. Coria looking for Audacity. He finds the guard by Bellini. 25 on the shot clock, and Curry on the left side. He drives on Shanahan, spins, goes up for the layup, and it's good off the backboard. Shanahan looking to catch up the pace, giving to Russ on the far side. Now up to Spear on top. He fakes the shot, looks to drive. Triple teams, and he throws an inbound to Russell, but the pass flies over Russ's head. It'll be out of bounds. Herrick's ball under their own basket. Another turnover from Port. Both teams turning the ball over quite a lot. A very sloppy game. Only 15 total points scored in the first quarter. As number 5, Jellers texts in for the right side. And Dosky brings the ball quickly, swings it to the right side to Jellers. He gives it up top to Dosky. Gaspi drives off the backboard, no good. Rebound to Jellers. Horton transition again with Russell. And he gives it to Shanahan. Shanahan tries to give it right back to Russell. Pass is no good, it'll be Herrick's ball again. That's two straight turnovers on two straight drives for Port Washington. Not exactly how they wanted this first quarter to continue, as they held the 5-point lead just minutes ago. Curry swings the ball to Gaspi. Idaski guarded by Bellini, slings it to the left side to Gellers. Guarded by Daly, to the right side to Imperatore. He looks to drive on Russell, there's another spin move. Left hand, no good. Nice move by Imperatore, but the drive is no good. And Spear brings up the ball, he drops the Shanahan before Washington. Shanahan pump fakes for an uncontested three, no good. Back up to Spear to Russell, he looks to swing it left hand. Pass is taken away by Idaski. He goes up the shot, he gets his own rebound off of this shot, and there's a foul on the play, and Idaski will go to the line and shoot two for Harris.
Foul on Ben Spears,
foul is on Spears, that is his first personal foul, that is the Vikings' fourth foul, and Volkan Levent will look to come in for the Vikings. Idaski will shoot two from the line, his first attempt is good. And he shortens Port's lead to two, with just under 2 minutes remaining in the first frame. Mark Daly checks out for Volkan Levent for the Vikings. Idaspi's second attempt is good from the line. And Port Washington having two turnovers on two consecutive drives will look to finally put the ball in the basket as Shanahan drives for Port. He tries to find Russell inside, and that's three turnovers for Port Washington. And Idaspi drives the ball. He puts it up to 31 drive. Jellers on the baseline for a jump shot. No good. Offensive rebound to Grau. He kicks it out to Imperatore. He bangs it in the rear. He gives Herrick's their first lead of the afternoon. Herrick's leads 11-9 with 1:30 left. Russ on the ball on the left side. He kicks it to Spear up top. Now to Shanahan back to the left side. He pulls up for a jump shot. Off the front rim. No good. Rebound to Imperatore. Idaspi brings up the ball. He makes the drive. Great defense from Bellini, and the jump ball is thrown. Excellent defense from Johnny Bellini. I think that's why they put him on. He's one of the better defenders on this Vikings team, and he's stuck guarding that 20-point score of Idaspi. And Nick Roy comes out for Capel. Capel comes in for the Hats. Jellers with the ball. John Bellini now guarding Idaspi up top. He finds Imperatore for another three. And it's good from Imperatore. Two straight threes for that goal. Well, can Levent drives left. He kicks it to Russell, who's driving. He goes into the lane, and it's blocked away by Harris. And a reach and foul is called on Connor Shanahan as Imperatore look to go in on transition offense. That is Connor Shanahan's first foul, and the Vikings split of the quarter. 47.9 to go. Harris has stretched their lead to 5 in the closing seconds of the first quarter. McCleary brings up the ball. He drops to Gellers. Idaski drives him to the lead. Beautiful drive. Blocked away by Shanahan. Pass on the baseline. The ball is fought for. It's corralled by Spear and taken by Shannon on the 2-on-1. And Resson goes up to the basket. That's 3 baskets on transition offense for Port Washington. And defense is creating the offense for them right now. I guess he drives the ball. He picks it up to the right side. The foul is called on Garrett Resson. That'll be his second foul. That's the Vikings' 6th foul of the quarter with 5.2 remaining. And Imperatore will go to the line and shoot. Perrix leads 14-11. And Imperatore's first shot from the line is good. And he will have one more coming, and Port Washington will have one more chance to try to shorten this lead before the quarter ends. His second step from the line is good. He looks to drive into the lane, pulls up from the elbow, off the front rim, no good. And that will be the end of the quarter. He lost the trail of Harris, 16-11, and we'll be right back to you with more second quarter Vikings basketball.
Coming into the second quarter, the Vikings trail the Islanders 16-11. And the 5 that the Vikings will start with right now is Malkonian, Levent, Spear, Bellini, and Shanahan. A little bit of a small lineup for them height-wise without Ressa and Dash. And for Herrick, it will be Imperatore, Gellerich, Idaspe, Capel, and Grau. And there's a little bit of a problem with the scoreboard right now as the referees are trying to fix it. So Dylan, what do the Vikings need to do in this quarter to come back from this 5-point deficit?
Well, there were 3 drives consecutively in that first quarter where Port Washington tried to find the man on the inside. And there were 3 consecutive turnovers after that, and they really need to do a better job of driving into the paint and drawing shooting fouls, because we've seen that they're most successful when they're able to drive into the paint, draw a foul, or even hit the layup. And Port Washington's outside shots are not always the most consistent, and that's a big part of the game, to be able to drive into the lane and hit layups.
I think that if the Vikings play consistent defense, consistently well, defense. I believe that, as we said, their defense is creating their offense so far. So I think that if their defense stays put and chip away at this 5-point deficit and take the lead going into the half, and as they are resetting a scoreboard, Vikings will come out and they had a little bit of a meeting with their coach during this intermission, I would call it. Malkonian will go to inbound the ball on the sideline. He will inbound to Shanahan. The referees are still talking it over with Coach Dooley of the Vikings. Looking to get this game going. 16-11 lead for the Herrick Islanders. And we get a whistle to start play. Malkonian inbounds to Shanahan. He was guarded by Herrick. Spear jabs that, dribbles out to the top, passes to Levent, top of the key. Levent drives through the left dribble, out to Bellini. Bellini will drive in the left end. Drives into the paint. Spear on the left wing, takes the 3, up to Malkonian at the top. Into Levent in the corner for 3. He can't hit off the front rim. Rebounded by Spear offensively. Spear will go on. He's down and 1!
Good aggressive rebounding from Spear on that one to get the layup.
Fouls on Andrew Pierdor, his first, Herrick's third.
And it's his first and Herrick's third. And Spear will go to the line with 1 shot to complete the 3-point play as Herrick's lead 16-13. We are having another discussion with the referees and the coaches. A little bit of confusion here. And the referee goes to the table.
There's an issue with the timing on the clock, as it said there was 73 seconds on the clock, and that is blatantly incorrect, and they have just switched it back to 7 minutes and 35 seconds back on the clock now.
Now Spear will go to the line for his own first and only shot. He hits this, he completes the old-fashioned 3-point play. Shots up,
And it's no good. But it's rebounded offensively by Malconian, who is double-teamed, and he has called for a travel. A costly turnover.
Eric's ball.
And it looks like the Vikings could have had another basket on that possession. Didn't really see the travel, but the referees call it. And another clock meeting, we would like to call it. The referee saying the clock should start at 7 minutes and 30 seconds.
Let's go.
Now they will signal play. Nothing changed on the clock. I don't know why it stopped. We will signal play, and Imperatore will find Gellerus for the inbound. And he finds Capel, who passes to Idaski, brings it up across the double team pass into the lane is tipped away, but it's tipped off of Vikings defense. And that will set Harris ball with 22 seconds on the shot clock.
Good aggressive
under the basket.
Defense. Excuse me, man. Good aggressive defense from Levent on that one to knock the ball away, even though it's Harris ball under 4 rushes in this basket.
Territory will find Capel. Capel will come out from the top to Gellerus, and Idaski will take it at the top of the field. Screen by Brown. Idaski drives. Into the corner, he is triple teamed, he loses the ball, and it's Vikings basketball. Triple team from the Vikings helps as they get a turnover here.
Idaspi has to move the ball around the court quicker. He's trying to do too much by himself, and it's leading to more turnovers for Harris.
Malconian will bring it up. We'll find Shanahan at the top. Swings it to Bellini on the left wing. Bellini will drive into the lane, kicks out to Spear in the corner. Spear puts up the three. He got it!
Spear
in the corner. He liked his form and gets it to go. Tying this game at 16. Idaspi will bring it up for the Highlanders. He finds Capel. Pass could not be caught. Stolen away by the Vikings. Levent will bring it up, gives it to Shanahan on the left wing. Shanahan finds Malconian in the corner. Malconian drives baseline, loses his footing, and loses the basketball. But it's regained by the Vikings. Spear at the top for three. He can't hit. Off the backboard. No good. And rebounded by Herrick. He'll pick it up. 18 left. 16 all game. Drive into the lane, puts up the floater, he is fouled, cannot get the basket to go, he will go to the line for two. Aggressive move there from Imperatore with the rebound on the defensive side, bringing it up and driving all the way into the paint to draw the foul, and he will go to the line for two shots. Harris is in the bonus already, early in the second quarter. First shot is no good off the back rim. Coming in for Herrick, and he's back in for number 32, Capel. And Imperatore will go to the line for his second shot. 16 all. Second shot is good. Line violation is called on the shooter, Imperatore. So no basket, it's waved off, and that will be Vikings ball. Costly turnover, as that could have given Herrick.
What was on line shot unless the count Vikings get possession?
Vikings have the ball. They'll inbound to Shanahan, who will bring it up, guarded by Imperatore. He finds Levent on the left wing. Levent thinks about pulling the trigger, does not. Pulls it back out to Malconian at the top. Malconian will drive. Spin move in the lane, and he has called for another travel. That is his second travel in this last minute. The Vikings bench cannot believe it. Dylan, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm not really seeing these travel calls. There was one where Joe Malconian didn't even lift his pivot foot, and they called the travel. I think Port Washington needs to cut down on the turnovers, but I'm not really seeing it right now.
Idaspi will bring it. Bounce pass into Brow. Brow will drive with the left hand. Pulls it back out. McCreary puts on the line for two. It's good. Nice shot from the corner. 19-16. They called that three, actually. 19-16 lead for Eric. And Levent shouldn't get too close. In the corner, Bellini will drive, kicks it out to Spear. Malconian at the top of the key. Through the leg dribble. Bellini gets it. Bounce pass into Spear in the post. Spear drives into the lane. Left hand hook, no good. And that's rebounded by McCreary of Harris. Passes to Idaspi, who will bring it up. And they change that to a two-pointer. It's 18-16, Harris. Idaspi will dribble with the left hand. Screen by McCreary. Passes out to Imperatore, who drives with his dominant left hand. Puts up the floater, no good. And that's rebounded by Spear. Outlet pass to Shanahan. Ball. Feed into the paint to Malconian, and it's tipped away off his leg. That will be Herrick's ball as the Vikings have some substitutions as Dash and Daly will come back in for Bellini and Spear. And the only changes we have
4:56 left in the half. 18-16, Parrots leads. He finds cutting. Idaski and sticks away by Shanahan. He gets it. And he will bring it across that court. Shanahan pulls the trigger from three. Air balls away. And it's out of bounds.
It wouldn't hurt Fort Washington to slow down the pace a little here. They're moving the ball around well on the inside, and they're not really hitting their outside shots as of right now. They need to drive into the paint more and be more aggressive.
Adassi will get the inbound pass on the sideline. He'll bring it across half court. He will drive. Baseline puts up a nice underhand floater. It's good. A lethal move from that point guard Adassi. And that's a pass into the lane. Mark Daly is called for a travel. It's another Vikings turnover. They look to quicken the pace, and that costs them. It's 20-16, Highlanders. Pass into Delaris, who finds Idaspi again on the sideline. Idaspi come, thinks about the three, keeps the dribble, loses the ball, and gets it to Grau. Grau will drive, blocked away by Dash. Rebounded by Grau. Idaspi from the top to keep the three. No good, rebounded by Dash. A nice look from Idaspi, who can't get it to go. 20-16, Highlanders. Levent drive, puts up a weird shot and draws the foul. It looks like he ran into the lane just to draw the foul and gets a signal from Coach Dooley to slow it down and calm down. There's 4:04 left. Shot will, the foul is on the floor. And coming in for the Heritage again is Capel, who's in for Grau. The Vikings will inbound under the basket. And he will find Malkonian. And Levent at the left wing. Levent takes the three, gives it to Shanahan, top of the key. Shanahan drives, puts up the floater. It's good. A nice move from Shanahan. He gets it to go. Pulling this game by 20-18 with 3:50 left. Jaski brings up the ball. And at the top of the key, it is Imperatore who drives with the left hand. No good. Gets his own rebound. Steps back into the corner. Tip, pass is tipped away off the Dash. That ball will stay here. Eric's ball, 21 on the shot clock.
Good aggressive defense from Dash on that one to be able to jump up and deflect.
And incoming for the Vikings is Jack Stolper. Checking out is Volkan Levent. 20-18, Highlanders. The inbound is to Capel. Top of the key to Geller and to Imperatore. Finds that Dash on the right wing. The left wing. He will drive. Gives it to Geller. Onto the right wing, screened by Idaspi, a nice roll, and he gets it back. He drives into the paint, spin move, puts up a floater after a couple fakes, and in and out, rebounded by Dash. Dash finds Coach Mark Shanahan, soft court pass to Malkonian, takes the pass, drives baseline, puts up a shot, he is hacked.
Good aggressive drive from Malkonian on that one. We said it before, they need to drive into the paint and draw more fouls.
Foul is on Will first.
Foul is on Will McCurdy, that is his first. And Herrick's fifth foul. Malkonian will go to the line for two as they are down by two. 20-18 with 3:10 left in the half. Malkonian can tie the game with two shots right here. His first shot from the line. It's no good off the front rim. Cannot get it to go. We have a second opportunity to pull within one. Second shot from the stripe. It's good. Checking in. James number one. We'll come back in for Capel. Substitution involving Capel early in this game. In this first half. Coryat will inbound the ball. Dragaspi will bring it up for a Highlander. Calls for a pick. And the pick is set by Imperatore. He rolls, gives it to Imperatore. He drives, shot is up, and a blocking foul is called. And that will be on Vikings guard Joe Malkonian.
It didn't look like Joe even moved. He just put his hands up, and I didn't see a blocking foul at all. And now Harris is in the bonus. It looked like it was more of a travel on Imperatore than blocking foul on the Vikings.
Imperatore will go to the line as they're in the bonus. 20-19, the Highlanders lead. 3:01 left in the half. The first shot from Imperatore is no good. He will not get the 1-1. And rebounded by Dash.
Daly comes the other way. Daly goes to the left hand, puts up the floater off the glass, no good. It's tipped away, good rebound by the Vikings from Tony. Shanahan, top of the key, non-contested three, it's no good. Rebounded by Dash again. Another non-contested three from Shanahan, he can't hit again, that's the third miss. Another rebound by Dash, puts up the floater, no good. And it's rebounded again by the Vikings. Shanahan puts it off the glass, and it's good. Phenomenal rebounding by Dash, and his three offensive boards on that possession. And Idashio drives quickly the other way. Gets it back out to McCreary at the top. He will drive on Dash. And there is a foul on Dash. A push is called as McCreary goes down to the floor. The Vikings have the lead once again, 21-20. Low scoring in this contest. 2 minutes, 21 seconds to play in the half.
A very aggressive drive by the Vikings on that last possession offensively. Daniel Dash doing it, using his height and rebounding the ball almost at will and giving it to Shanahan on the outside, and finally hits his third one. But you like to see the aggressiveness by Shanahan on the offensive side of the ball.
And McCreary sinks the first shot, so he will get the second one from the line. Ties the game at 21. Shanahan a little off from the three ball today, looking to get his touch back for the Vikings. And the second shot from McCreary is good. The timeout is called by Harris head coach Tom Kinsella. And we'll be right back after the break. Out of the timeout, the Vikings will have possession. 22-21, the Harris Islanders lead with 2:20 left to play in the half. Alponian will handle the point guard duties. Swings it to Stolper and back to Shanahan, top of the key. Shanahan's calling for a screen, and Dash will post up, pass is tipped away, but foul is called on McCreary as he steps into that pass and hits Dash on the arm. That is Harris's sixth team foul.
Harris's sixth foul.
One away from the bonus. And Shanahan will inbound under the basket.
Fouls on Andrew Perry, his second.
Excuse me, that foul was on Andrew Perry. And he finds Stolper in his elbow. Shanahan pulls the trigger from the right wing, and he got it. That's Shanahan's first three. Finally gets his touch back. Bring it the other way as the Vikings take the lead by 2, 24-22. Gellerus drives into the paint. Good Euro step move, but he is called for a travel. That looks like a nice Euro step to me. I disagree with that call. And back into the game is Nick Brow for Herricks as Imperatori will come out. 1:50 left in the half. Vikings lead 24-22. And Stolpo will bring it up for the Vikings. Shanahan in the corner for three, and he does not hit. Rebounded by Daly, but there is a foul call again. That referee likes his whistle, and the foul will be called on Harris's McCreary once again. And that is his second, team seventh, putting the Vikings in the single bonus. So Daly will go to the line for 1-1 here. Substitutions for the Vikings. John Bellini will check in for Malconian, and for Herrick, number 11, Peter Kareko will come in for McCreary. This is Kareko's first sighting of the game, and Daly will go to the line for 1-1. The first shot is good. Here is the second one from the charity stripe as they lead by 3, 25-22 with a minute 27 to play.
A good job by Port Washington to get back into this game. They trailed by 5 after leading in the first quarter, and they have fought back to now lead by 3 to end the half in a strong way.
And Daly cannot connect on the second shot. And there's a rebound by Herrick. Corey out will bring it up. Guarded by the lead. Crossover move, gets free space, puts up the floater, no good. As he falls to the ground, rebounded by Shanahan the other way. Shanahan will drive into the paint, puts up the floater, and he can't hit. Rebounded by Dash, puts up the lay-in, no good. And that's rebounded by Harris's Corriott. Missed opportunities for the Vikings, and they missed two layups on the possession. Minute to play in the half. By Dash, gets the ball, bounce pass in, it's stolen away by Daly. 2-on-2, Daly drives. Blocking foul is called. They did not make the shot on Corriott.
the foul will be. And Daly will go to the line for two. I believe that was called a shooting foul.
Good aggressive defense by Port Washington. Getting a lot of turnovers on the defensive end is going to lead to more offense, as it shows now, as Mark Daly drives into the lane and he draws the foul, and he will shoot two from the line.
Daly's first shot from the stripe. It's good. Giving the Vikings a 4-point lead. Coming in for Harris, number 3, Kyle Zhu, and number 1, Paul Coryat will come out. And 4 of the Vikings, Gio Rivera will check in for Connor and Matt Smith will check in for Danny Beck. First sighting of Schmitz and Rivera in this one. 51 seconds to play, and Daly will get his second shot from the stripe. The shot is off, and it's good. 2 for 2 from the line this time. 5-point lead, 27-22. 50 seconds left in the half, and that's really good. Brings it across. Drives right, swings it into the paint, to the ground, it's blocked away by Schmitz. Vikings ball, pass cross court to Rivera, he can't make the lay-in, and it's rebounded by number 11, Pareka, who finds Adaski the other way. 23 seconds on the clock, shot clock is off, swings it out to Gellerin. Foul will be on Jordan Adaski. He's called for a charge, and I don't know who that was set by. I cannot see. But checking in now is Shanahan, and Stolper will come out. 20.8, the Vikings have the ball, and they will look for one shot to end the half.
Johnny, switch your mark.
Shanahan brings it across half court. 10 seconds left. Screen by Schmitz. Shanahan, Schmitz, stop the key. Schmitz pulls the trigger. He can't hit. And that's rebounded by Shanahan. Shanahan loses it. It's on the floor. Harris gets the ball. Adaski has no shot. Puts it up anyway. After the first half, 27-22, Port Washington leads. And we'll come back. Dylan doing play-by-play in the third quarter.
As we are set to start the second half, the Vikings will come out with a lead of 27-22. And the Vikings will roll with Shanahan, Dash, Daly, Ressa, and Malconian. Harris will roll with the territory. Coryat, Adaski, Crow, and McCreary. Starting five for both teams. Adaski will bring up the ball, going the other way. As Harris will go to the left of us, and Port will go to the right. Adaski drives into the lane. The pass is stolen away by Malconian. He will drive up the other court. Nice move into the lane, and he is fouled. Early foul we had in the second half. And that is a shooting foul. Carney will go to the line. Shooting two.
Foul's on Nick Rao, his third.
Foul is on Nick Rao. His third foul of
Nick Rao is third. Eric's first.
Malconian's first shot from the charity stripe. It is good.
Nice roll from the rim he gets. And at sub, we have Capel coming in for Rao, as Rao is in foul trouble early in the second half. And Malconian looks to get 2 for 2 from the line. Shots up. It's no good off the back iron. Rebounded by Imperatori, who will drive up the court. With bounce back into McCreary in the post. Back to Coryat, and it's back to Imperatori. Imperatori will drive, crossover, step back from the foul line. It's no good off the backboard. Rebounded by Dash. And swings it to Daly, who will bring it up for the Vikings to set the offense. Bounce pass to Ressa. Cross-court pass to Shanahan, who drives. Swings it to Daly for three on the right wing. No good. Looks good from here, but he does not get it to go off the rim. Adaski will bring it up for Herrick. Setting the offense, gives it to Coryat. Bounce pass to Imperatori. Jab step, back to Coryat. And it's back to Adaski, top of the key. Adaski drives with his left hand, puts the floater off the glass. No good. Looks pretty from here. Once again, but it's not good to go. And Russell will have it. Cross-court pass, Shanahan, top of the key for three. He can't hit. And that's tipped out of bounds by Harris Jordan Adaski as he goes to the rebound. So Vikings will regain possession with a fresh shot clock under the basket.
Shanahan finds Ressa to Daly at the elbow. Bounce pass into the lane. And Dash, who scores the lane. A pretty move from Dash. Going up strong for Dash. And Dash will get Victoria. He will bring it up. Victoria crossover. And Paratoria on the left wing. Paratoria drives baseline. He puts up the floater. No good. Gets his own rebound. Again, no good on the lane. And Dash will get it for the Vikings. Daly will bring it up. Daly drives to the left hand, puts up a shot. On the floor, it's called a foul. Foul will be called on Harris. I believe that was on Capel, number 32. The ref signaled 3-2. And the Vikings lead by 8 as they rebound under the basket. Bounce pass to Ressa, who scores. Lead is up to 10, 32-30. The Vikings lead early in the half. 6:06 left to play in the third quarter. Dash dribble moves, and a hand-checking foul is called on Shanahan.
These officials really love that whistle, though.
On the last two offensive drives, Mike Portland did a great job of finding the man on the inside for a wide-open layup. Look for that to continue for Washington. It wants to extend their lead.
Coriat will inbound. Gordon Paratire, and he finds number 11, Pereca, shot in the corner by Paratore, but it's rebounded by Harris, and it's stolen away by Malconian. Malconian will come the other way, through the leg dribbling, Ressa to Daly in the corner. Ressa cuts, he drives into the lane, puts up the lane, nice move, one dribble up, giving the Vikings a 12-point lead. Of Harris. 34-22, the Vikings lead with 5:38 left in the third quarter.
Coming out of this timeout, Harris will inbound the ball, and the Vikings will put a full court press on them as the Vikings lead by 12, 34-22.
And they find Curriott, bring it up. Pass, kicked away, off of Harris, out of bounds. Comes to the ball. The Vikings ball will force another turnover.
Shanahan will find Malconian on the inbound. Malconian brings it across half court.
Finds Shanahan. Shanahan jab step into the paint. Swings it to Ressa. Bounce pass into Malconian. Baseline. Into the post. Into the lane. And Daly gets it back to Ressa. Baseline. Fakes the shot. Cross court to Shanahan. Shanahan pulls the trigger from three. He got it. Nice from Shanahan. The Vikings lead by 16. Floater by Idaspe. It's good off the glass. All game, all season from Idaspe. Lethal with that floater. 13-point lead. Pass into the lane. It's corralled by Ressa. Fake the shot from Malconian. Pass out to Daly. Daly from left wing three. No good. And it's rebounded by Shanahan. But there's a foul called over the back foul on Shanahan. 37-24 lead for the Vikings. 46 left in the third quarter. Coming in for Harris is Dino Delaris, and checking out is Peter Correco. Also for Harris, Rao will come in. And for Port, Malini will check in for Shannon after that foul. Territorial will handle the point guard duties on this play. Drives across the court. Passes to Delaris. Pressured by Daly. Drives baseline, pulls it back out. Gives it to McCreary and McCreary across court in territory. Territory drives with the left hand. Puts up a weird shot, blocked away by Dash. Rao gets it, puts up a shot again, blocked away by Dash. And the Vikings have it. Daly will bring it up. Picks up a dribble, but finds Malconian. Malconian drives into the lane, kicks it out to Ressa. Ressa drives, baseline jumper. It's no good. Rebounded by Dash. Dash, one bounce. Quadruple teamed, and the ball is off of Imperatore. They'll stay here with 33 on the shot clock. Still a 13-point lead at 37-24, and Daly will find Malconian. Malconian corner three, air ball, way off, rebounded by McCreary as Idaspe will handle the point guard duties. He'll bring it up. He will drive into the paint. Nice move, lefty floater. He is fouled by John Bellini. Idaspe will go to the line for two. Second,
second trip
It's a good foul by John Bellini. Don't want Adaspi to drive into the lane to get an easy basket. He tries to do that quite a lot during the game. That's good defense by Bellini.
Adaspi's first shot is good. Pretty far from him. Almost technological, as it's perfect from Adaspi. 37-25. 12-point lead now for the Vikings. And his second shot is good. And now it's 37-26. 11-point lead. With 3:50 left to play in the third quarter. Dribbles at Bellini. Gives it to Daly, top of the key. Daly. Stolen away. Hits his pocket. Out of bounds on a Paratori. Vikings will regain possession. Daly. Firing Marconi. Marconi and dribbles. Bresso on the right wing. Bresso swings it across to Bellini, top of the key. Bounce pass into Bresso at the elbow. Swings it to Marconi in the corner. He drives. Bounce pass to Bresso. Bresso puts it in the paint. And it's good. Another basket from Bresso. And Adaspi will bring it off here for Harris. 39-26 lead for the Vikings. Paratori. Bounce pass to Grau. Grau back to Paratori. Little drive in the lane. Puts up the floater. It's no good. On the stop shot. No good. Rebounded by Daly. Daly will bring it across. Bounce pass to Marconi. Cannot handle it, but it's picked off the floor by Marconi. To Dash. To Ressa with the wide open lane. Another interior basket from Ressa. 41-26 lead for the Vikings. Dash will bring it up. He drives baseline. And he is fouled again. No basket. He will go to line for his third trip. He is 4-for-4 from the line today.
Fort Washington is dominating this quarter, extending their lead to 15 points, their largest of the day. And Adaspi will go to the line for Harris to try to minimize his lead.
And excuse me, they will call that foul on the floor as Spear will check in for Dash. Foul will be on the floor. Rowell inbound for Harris. Finds Gellaris. Top of the key to Imperatori. Imperatori finds McCreary. McCreary will give it to Adaspi at the top. Adaspi will drive into the paint. Floater. It's no good. Adaspi cannot hit again. And Daly will get it to Spear. Spear on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Finds Marconi. Spear cuts. And he gets the ball, but it's stolen away by McCreary. 2-on-2. McCreary takes it himself. Blocked away by Marconi, and a foul is called. The foul will be on Marconi. That's his third foul. And the Vikings fifth. Already close to being in the bonus is Harris. McCreary will go to line for two. Shot is in and out on the first. Levent will check in. Marconi will check in for Adaspi. This is Adaspi's first trip to the bench all game. And McCreary will stay at the line for his second shot. No good. In and out again. By Daly. Daly the other way across that court. Spear. Feed to Bellini in the paint. Bellini puts up the layup. A nice play from the Vikings as they find the open man with quick ball movement. They lead 43-26. Coriat will bring it up. Grau on the right wing. Gives it to McCreary in the corner. McCreary bounce pass into Imperatori. Back to the cutting. McCreary cannot finish. Gets his own rebound. And a foul is called on the shot. Foul is on Ben Spear. Excuse me, that is on Mark Daly.
Foul's on Mark McCreary will go to the line.
That is Daly's first. And the Vikings sixth as they are one away from putting Harris in the bonus. McCreary will go to the line. First shot. It's good. Vikings now lead 43-27. Stolper will come in for Daly. 43-27 with a minute and 49 left to play in the third quarter. McCreary, second shot from the stripe. It's no good. And it's rebounded by Ressa. Out there to Levent will bring it up. Behind the back dribble. At the top of the key, Levent finds Spear right wing. Back to Stolper, left wing. Into the corner, Bellini. And he finds Spear.
pass into the baseline to Ressa. Top of the key. Levent from deep three-point land. No good, in and out. Levent likes that deep three. And Harris comes in on your territory. Baseline jumper. He can't hit. Rebounded by Grau, and Grau puts up the lay-in. It's good. Phenomenal rebounding by Grau. Coming, sprinting across to get that board. Puts up the lay-in. Silver will now bring it up.
With a minute and nine left. 43-29. Bellini in the corner.
Takes the shot. Spear on the left wing. Bounce pass to Ressa on the baseline. Sulfur left wing. Bellini right wing. Levent in the corner for three. No good. And that's rebounded by McCreary. Corian finds the territory. They slow down. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Coriat finds Kellis. Kellis pass to the cutting Coriat. Bounce pass is stolen away. And McCreary hops on it on the floor, and a jump ball is called. And that's a Vikings basketball as they have the possession.
Vikings will take it.
Vikings ball.
Bellini will inbound to Levent. 35.1.
0.1 second difference between shot clock and game clock.
Levent will bring it up. Crosses the logo. Sculper on the right wing.
Bellini top. Loose ball but gets it back. Spear, right wing, fakes for three. Back to Bellini corner. Sculper at the top. 15 seconds left. 43-29 lead. Levent. Both thinks about pulling the trigger from deep three. Spear. To Bellini, to Sculper, to the cutting spear. Puts up the lay-in, and he is fouled. 3.2 seconds left on the game clock. Spear will go to the line for two shots.
Good ball movement by Port Washington on that play to find Ben Spear on the inside lane. He went up for an aggressive layup and couldn't finish, but the foul is called on the play.
Spear at the line. His first shot from the charity stripe. It is good.
Coming back in is Idaspi for the last 3.2 seconds of this quarter.
And Coriat will come out. Spear at the line again. 44-29 lead, a 15-point lead. And the shot is up and good.
Pulling it to 16, their largest lead of the day. Idaspi brings it up from half court. The shot, it's no good, almost hits it. But a 16-point lead, 45-29, the Vikings lead. Heading into the fourth quarter, we'll be back with the conclusion of this game.
With the last 8 minutes of regulation, the Vikings will come in leading by 16, 45-29. And they will roll with Spear, Stolper, Bellini, Ressa, and Levent. Eric's ball, Idaspi bounce pass to Gellers. Also with McCreary in territory and Grau for Eric. Idaspi on the right wing. He will drive into the lane and passes out to Gellers on the cross court. Grau at the top. Grau gives it to Gellers. Gellers drives, pulls it back out. McCreary in the post. McCreary, shot is off. And he is fouled and won. Count it for McCreary as he goes to the line once again. His third trip today.
Third
strike. Foul will be on Ressa. That is his third. Putting that foul puts Eric's in the bonus, the single bonus. 45-31, a 14-point game. McCreary goes to the line for one, and he completes the 3-point play, cutting this lead to 13 in hopes of a comeback. Bellini will bring it up. Bellini will bend down as he passes back to the inbounder. Levent will bring it up. Bellini on the left wing. Pulls his dribble and gives it to Ressa. Bounce pass to the cutting Ressa from Stolper, and stolen away. Idaspi will get it across half court. Idaspi takes it himself. Jump stop to Gellert. Back to Idaspi. Idaspi, three-pointer. It's no good off the mark, but offensively rebounded by himself. And it's a nice pass to Gellert. Gellert passes it, and it's stolen away by Ressa. Ressa drives. Lefty lay-in is good.
For two.
With just under 7 minutes left, 47-32, back to 15-3. Idaspi will bring it up. Screen by Grau. Idaspi, nice pass into the corner to Gellerich in territory on the right wing. He drives, lefty lane, up and under, moving. Good, pretty nice move. Territory, cutting it back to 13.
LeVent will bring it up. Guarded by Gellerith.
Spear pulls the trigger from the left wing. In it. He does not get it. It's in and out, and in and out again. That hit the backboard and went in and out twice. And that is two imperatory. Three is no good off the mark. And LeVent will bring it up once again. LeVent pulls it back out. Rests on the baseline. Back to LeVent. Right wing. LeVent, a couple dribble moves. 6:05 left in the game. Bellini will drive. Nice pass to Stolper. Stolper for three. He got it. Nice three-pointer from Jack Stolper. That's his first bucket of the game on his first attempt. 50-34 lead by 16. And Adachi will drive. Gets his own rebound. To Gellerith for three. And Gellerith hits a nice three-pointer on the way. Assisted by Jordan Adachi. And back to 13, the lead. Spear will drive in the paint. Pass is stolen away by McCreary. 3-on-2. And his pass is stolen away by LeVent. LeVent, nice lay-in. Is no good. Rebounded by Resso. And that one's good.
And a pair of 45 Gellerith on a full court pass. Adachi will drive. Nice move. Almost traveled. And he does not get it to go. That foul is called on Jordan Adachi. It was actually called on number 34, Ben Spear of the Vikings. So that will be Harris's ball. Coming in to the game is Schmitz and Shanahan and Mark Daly as Spear, LeVent, and Bellini will take a seat with 5:13 left in regulation. 52-37. Adachi will go to the line for 1-1. Adachi at the line. First shot. It is up. He hits. He is now, I believe he is 5-for-5 or 6-for-6 from the line. He gets a second offer. Adachi, second shot. It is good. He is perfect from the line today. Cutting the lead back to 13. It's 52-39 with 5 minutes and 13 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back after a timeout is called after this break. The timeout with 5 minutes and 13 left to play. Daly will find Stolper, who will cross half court with the ball. 52-39 lead. Bounce pass to Resso, top of the key to Schmitz, to the cutting Daly. Daly will fake the shot, get it to Stolper in the paint, did not finish on the floater. And the rebound is by the Vikings, and it's stealing away. And a timeout was called. A timeout was called by Mark Daly as he had the ball with possession on the floor. He called timeout. 52-39, we have another timeout. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left to play. Dylan, what do you think that the Vikings need to do to continue their successes and finish this game strong with another W?
Well, Washington is shooting from the outside a lot better than they were in the first half. And it's really shown in this lead that they've extended it to. They lead 52-39, one of their largest leads in the game. And they're really stopping Harris from hitting their outside shots and driving into the lane on defense. And Fort Washington needs to continue to score on offense inside the lane and drive to the basket with just under 5 minutes remaining to continue to build on their lead.
With 4 minutes and 50 seconds left, both teams discuss as Coach Tom Kinsella of Herricks and Coach Sean Dooley of the Vikings talk over with their team how they want to finish this game and what the game plan is.
It will be Port's ball under their own basket with 17 seconds on the shot.
Out of this timeout, Harris will roll with Gellerith, Adachi, McCreary, Imperatori, and Grau.
And as Port still talks it over, they will go into their huddle, break the huddle, and coming out for Port is Schmitz, Shanahan, Daly, Ressa, and Stolper. We have three seniors on the court for Port Washington, and we have a sophomore and a junior. Stolper will inbound under the basket. As I said, 17 seconds on the shot clock. They lead by 13. Slaps the ball, and he finds Daly. Daly to Shanahan on the elbow. Shanahan drives. Shot from the paint is no good. Rebounded by McCreary the other way. Comes a Dasby. Cross-court pass to Gellerith. Gellerith finds McCreary. Puts up a shot. He is fouled. Another foul we have. That is their ninth team foul. Almost in a double bonus. As McCreary will go to the line for two shots.
Foul
on Matt Schmitz. That is his first. McCreary at the line once again. This is his fourth trip today. And the shot is no good.
Hey, Bob, found rebound!
Struggling a little bit from the line is McCreary. As he has hit one of his attempts all day. 4 minutes, 36 seconds. McCreary's second shot is no good once again. Daly will bring it across half court with a nice crossover move. Find Shanahan top. Back to Schmitz, right wing. Schmitz will drive with the left hand, puts up a floater. No good. And it's rebounded by Imperatori. Outlet pass to Idaspi who will cross half court. Idaspi will pull it back out, and now he drives baseline, puts up the floater. He can't hit again. And that ball is rebounded by Stolper. Stolper brings it up. He will drive into the paint. Bounce pass is stolen away, but stolen away again by Daly. Shot is no good. Tip-in is good by Ressa as it rolls around the rim and falls. Phenomenal lay-in by Ressa on the offensive rebound. As they lead 54-39. Imperatori in the paint. His shot is no good. And that's rebounded by the Vikings. Stolper, outlet pass to Shanahan. Shanahan drives. Pulls it back out to slow things down with 28 on the shot clock. Daly in the corner for three, and he gets it to go. Mark Daly with a 17-point lead for the Vikings. Excuse me, that is 18. Dasty gives it to Geller on top of the key. Euro step move, swim move, basketball, no good. Across. Behind the back pass to Shanahan. Shanahan pulls it back out to the top of the key. 3 minutes left in the game. Shanahan drives with the left, puts up the floater. He cannot get it to go. And that's rebounded by McCreary. Idaspi will handle it again. Chest pass to Gellers. Gellers, corner three, no good. Stolper with another rebound in this fourth quarter. 2:45 left, 30 on the shot clock. Ressa, right wing. One bounce, finds Shanahan left wing. Cutting is Ressa and back to Schmitz. Schmitz fakes the three, drives baseline, gives it to Ressa. Ressa lay-in, and he gets it to go once again. Garrett Ressa. Phenomenal interior basketball from Ressa all day. Idaspi drives baseline, and he is fouled by Connor Shanahan with the hand checking. And we will have many substitutions for both teams right now. After the first offering from Idaspi, as they are now in the double bonus with 10
Vikings.
59-39, their largest lead of the day at 20. Idaspi will go to the line for two shots. He is perfect on the day so far. First shot, it is good. And coming in for Eric is Kareka and number 33, Garazunas. Number 20, Zane Hammond will check in for Idaspi after the shot. And some switches, we have Dash coming in and Malconian. As Idaspi misses the free throw, out of bounds, that is Herrick's basketball as Hammond will come in. And Gio Rivera will now check in.
Herrick's ball.
Daly.
This game is just about out of reach for Herrick's and Port Washington, and both Herrick's will look to put in some of their second team offense.
Memon will give it to Gellerus, and that is Garazunas on the right wing. Bounce pass to Grau. Grau jab step shot. No good. Way off. That's a brick. And Malconian will cross half court with 2 minutes to play. Game. Tied at timeout is called by head coach Sean Dooley of the Vikings. We'll be right back here with the last 2 minutes of play in regulation. Jack in now with 2 minutes to play. Culper will inbound as Sonnen Clark and Lewis Blakeman enter the game for the Vikings. Gio Rivera kicks it to Harris. Sonnen Clark finds Blakeman on the right wing. Rivera in the corner. Jab steps with a minute 50 left. Gives it Schmitz, top of the key. Schmitz will drive. And a foul is called on Pareca for Herrick. 59-40, a 19-point lead, commanding lead for the Vikings with a minute and 45 left to play. Rivera will go to inbound, and he is guarded by Kyle Zhu as he just checked in along with Capel. Schmitz in the post. Good move. Floater is good. Nice strong move from Matt Schmitz in the post. Bending will bring it up for Harris. Bending slows it down and gives it to Garazunas. To Kareka on the top. Back to Garazunas. Pass is almost stolen away, but Capel gets it. And in the post, in the paint, puts up a shot. It's no good. Blakeman with a rebound. Rivera will bring it up for the Vikings here with a minute and 15. Floater in the paint. It's no good. Rebounded by Harrison's Kareka. Bending will bring it up. 61-40. Drive, puts up the lay. It's good. Nice. Aiden
for two.
Up. And he will kick it out to Sonnen Clark. Sonnen Clark will drive. Backs out. Blake in the corner to Stolper. Stolper to Harris Sonnen Clark. Pulls the three. And it's good. Harris Sonnen Clark gets it to go. With his first bucket of the season. 30 seconds left to play, 64-42, a 22-point lead, largest of the day. And Garazunas at the top, Capel will drive baseline, shot up, no good, rebounded by Garazunas, passes out to Capel, shot again is no good, and rebounded by Blakeman. Sonnen Clark the other way, fast break lane, foul, here's foul, no good, cannot get it to go, but he will go to the line for two shots, with 13 seconds on the clock. As they lead by 22 points. Shanahan, Sonnen Clark will look to go to the line for two shots. His first one. It's good. Sonnen Clark gets another shot from the line to make this a 24-point game. And it is good. 66-42, 10 seconds to play. Bending will cross half court. Going to slow it down a little bit. Find Zhu. Zhu in the corner. Blocked away. Rebounded by Garazunas. Puts up the shot. Foul is called with 0.5 seconds on the clock. I don't know why. Number 24, Matt Schmitz. Yeah, that man. Near that shot. Just put this game over. And Garazunas will head to the line for two shots and a double bonus with 0.5 on the shot clock. Another win for the Vikings here as they push to 7-5. And they have been playing very good basketball in the last few weeks. Garazunas hits the free throw, second shot from the line. It is now up. And gets it to go. Does not actually. With that, the ball game is over. As the Port Washington Vikings take care of business in Schreiber High School today. 66-43, a 23-point W for the Vikings. And we will see you Wednesday night as the Vikings take on the Baldwin Bruins. Thank you for listening, and we will see you Wednesday night.